quick. Think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It is February 28th. 2019. You know, 2018 comes off the tongue much better. But it's 2019. And we're here to talk about everything that affects everything. We'll talk socialism. CPAC. Do you know what CPAC is? I'll explain in a minute. The markets. Earnings. The economy. And all that crap in between. Oh, and North Korea. Have to mention that. We'll mention that in passing. And much, much more. But first, if you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archived. We're live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com. You can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button. Go to Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. Read our commentary, articles we post. If you want to hear what we're doing, like to hear what you're doing, press the money manager button, press the subscribe button to get our notes, and convictionleaders.com, one free month of the email service. All at GaryK.com. So what I want to do is start with something I don't usually start with. As you know, we've rallied up. We are not back near the old highs. Some things aren't even really close to the old highs. But definitely a yeoman's job of rallying up. As right after Christmas Eve, the central bank changed its stance, and on January 4th, they announced that they changed their stance. And ever since, nary a pullback. Notice the word nary. Don't use it often. I'm not even sure what it means, but I know it's a word. Nary. A non-standard form of not. Okay. Not a single. So not a single real pullback. So not a bad word. Back last year, 2018, it was a year of what we called for you an underneath the surface topping out process. You remember? We had topped out in February and markets got hit. Then in April, we bottomed, April and May, and I would call it a drift higher into September. The S&P hit a relative high. So did the Dow, by a little bit. So did the NASDAQ, a little bit. But what did not come close and was in a major downtrend was emerging markets. And the IFA index, go look it up. And China. And many stocks in many sectors. Leading into October. And we would come on this show every day and say the same words over and over. Major indices are drifting up, but underneath the surface, it's getting narrower and narrower. So it was our exact words. And that money was flowing into a select few names that are making the indices look better than the market really is. Every day we were telling you that. And then, on October 4th, we actually said to you, uh-oh. It was the day the NASDAQ, to us, looked like it rolled over. It was the day where we thought the market had topped. The semis were already underperforming for months. And, of course, a very important area of the market to us. And then we went lower. And markets got hit pretty damn hard. And then we put in a little low in October, rallied up. Another little low mid-November, rallied up. But then we started deteriorating again. To the point where I said to you on this show that if we break the lows of October, November, we think we can get some waterfall type action as the big institutional crowd would realize the market was giving up. And guess what happened? We got the waterfall. And the Dow went from the S&P went from 2,600 to 2,346 in 6 days. The Dow went from 24,000 to 21,700 in 6 days, culminating in the half day of Christmas Eve day, the day where Mnuchin announced he was getting together the working group on financial markets, which included Jay Powell and a bunch of others. In those few days, we were hearing out of the Fed about, well, we may have to start being patient, which led to January 4th, the complete 180. Remember the four rate hikes in 2019 turned into, well, maybe we can cut rates. And the playing field changed. So we rallied up. Now, what we do differently than others is we don't look at the Dow and S&P and the NASDAQ and NASDAQ 100 and just look at these places. We go underneath the surface. We scan about 1,500 names every night, sometimes more, 200 sectors, every country, subsectors, and of course we have what we consider to be the real important areas. Semiconductors, financials. To us, the most important areas of the market. Semiconductors are number one. Financials are number two. It used to be the other way around. And the reason we say this, it's not because we dream it up. It's because we go back about three decades. The semiconductors have been a leader of the markets both up and down. Amazingly so. They have also been the area that have given us a hint of market trouble. As we said, as the Dow and the S&P and the NASDAQ drifted higher for about 6 months after the low in February, the semiconductors were doing nothing. In other words, showing underperformance. And once things cracked, they led down. That's the type of work we do. We call it the underneath the surface. And it's meaningful. Because it gives us an idea of strength or weakness. And when we say strength or weakness, the underlying strength or weakness of the whole market. Now, just because maybe a market's weakening does not mean you can't light up the scoreboard. Does not mean things go up or don't go up. It just means you may be getting some headwinds. Up next, we'll continue. There is a method to our madness. And the market wrap and much more. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. So let us continue. So as we've rallied up, we do measurements, advanced declines. You don't want to see markets going up and advanced declines are 10, 20. For every 10 up, 20 are down. You want to see strong. You want to see what we call in the markets good breath. And as we've told you on this show, we have things separated. I have a screen to my left that has the oils, the retail, medical, hospitals, discount retail, gold and silver, defense, housing related commodities, airlines, transports, food, drug, beverage, tobacco, household products, the consumer staples, restaurants, managed care, biotech, insurance, financials, semiconductors, lenders, housing related, European banks, drug stocks, all separated. So we can tell what's going on. Now, you know, we've pulled back a little bit for the last couple of days. We told you, what's today, Thursday? I think we told you on Monday that it just felt, nothing bad. It felt like maybe we're huffing and puffing out a little bit, and I got news for you. We've dropped a whopping 300 Dow points from the high on Monday. 1.2%, that's nothing. NASDAQ from the high on Monday, not even a percent. The SOX from the high on Monday, maybe a little bit more. 1391 to 1350.41, 3%. But no biggie. So we're getting a little bit of that, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with markets pulling back. As long as they are what we call controlled and rotational. What do we mean by controlled and rotational? Well, some things sell off, but other things pick up. Volume is lighter. And the pullback looks like it's going from 11 o'clock down towards 5 o'clock. That type of look. What you don't want to see is things breaking down. And what do we mean by breaking down? Well, you know how you can draw stair steps going up? You know when the Eiffel Tower hits the top and then you get you don't want to see too much of that on the right side. You want to see turning up, not turning down. That's all. So we just constantly measure all that. So we just want to let you know, in this little 3-day, of no big deal. First off, we do want to mention that we think the oils are rolling over. Now, the oils have been a lagging group. They've rallied up. We're talking oil stocks, not oil prices. And maybe they're starting to get in a little trouble. Not 100% sure. Just feels like they've hit a wall, for starters. And by the way, they're the oils. Not the end of the world. But I just want to mention it. But I also want to mention some of the commodities. We have about, there are about 30, 35 commodity names that trade. Whether it's a U.S. steel or an Alcoa or a Cliffs Natural. And maybe they're starting to roll over. Not sure. Just want to let you know. Maybe. So far, a pullback. But I thought it worth mentioning. Now, we already told you in the last couple of days that the managed care stock have broken down. Now, that group is only about 8-9 names, but includes United Health in the Dow, which is not helping the Dow in the last couple of days, and we'll explain in a second. So that's not good news, that the managed care stocks. Housing and housing related. Starting to see some icky action in Sherwin-Williams. Stuff like that. Snap-on. W.W. Grainger, and then the housing stocks. I'm not exactly thrilled with how they're trading. Again, let me repeat something. Not the end of the world at all. At all. But, as you know, as we go through things, it's really the weight of the evidence that we are constantly watching. The weight of the evidence, adding it up, stock by stock, sector by sector. That's all we look to do. And we just do not want, well, the bulls do not want, bullish people do not want, people who want markets going up do not want us to be able to come on this show and state to you about sector after sector, stock after stock, getting in trouble. So we're just letting you know, just a couple areas. Now the semis are in pullback mode, and that's not a biggie. That's not a biggie. But we do not want to come on this show and start to tell you, the semis are getting in trouble. We don't want to tell you the financials are getting in trouble. We don't want to tell you leadership names are buckling. And by the way, none of that is happening yet. But my job is simple. Alert you on areas as they show up. And there's a couple right now. Up next on the edge. More in the markets. Whatever else. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Listening to
America is talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's you said you're on a boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. So that gives you a glimpse into just how we structure the things we do. And again, we don't predict any of this happening. We acknowledge when it happens. And of course, things will set up for them to happen and vice versa. But I do want to let you know my screen of the strongest names off of earnings reports, which you really had to wait for. I don't see any issues whatsoever. And what do I mean by that? Boeing is the strongest down name. Up another four today. They signed another big jet deal. Xilinx is the strongest semiconductor name. Up again, $1.75 today. And by the way, the indices are down, and we'll get into that in a little bit. I just wanted to make a point. And in Leadershipville, I don't have any names breaking down outside of earnings reports. And then you have things like Square, which was down 5 on earnings and is now up 2 and change. You know, that's still a good thing to report. But we'll be watching closely. For any more. Let me tell you what I'm looking at, just so you know. Goldman Sachs had a real good reaction to earnings several weeks ago, but now for the last 6 weeks, just sitting tight. If it rolls over and breaks below 190, then 188, trouble. A break above 200, good. And it's showing a little bit of distribution in here. So, and not to mention JP Morgan's getting a little bit of issues here. We don't want to see that. But so far, no biggie. We just want to point out to you, as things show up, because there is nobody better in this business that sees these type of changes. Nobody. We've done it for you time and time again. And then, of course, we go into the Dow. That's really an easy way to do things. You do Dow 30. How is the Dow 30 going? Because I can tell you, DuPont acts like crap. That's one of the Dow 30s, but it's a $53 stock. And as you know, the Dow is price-weighted, so if Boeing goes up 10%, that would be the equivalent of 300 Dow points. If DuPont goes up 10%, it would be the equivalent of 30 Dow points. They need to change that. So Boeing, really strong. DuPont acts like the south end of a northbound jackass. United Health, for lack of a better word, has crashed in the last 2 days. United Health has gone from 262 to 242 as I speak, and it was actually lower earlier. And I keep looking for the real reason why, but supposedly it's just a matter of what's going on in Washington. But it's weird. Usually I get like real big news on why, and I keep being told it's the Medicare for All proposal, but that's never going to happen. We're never going to have Medicare for All. There's no way. And by the way, in case you do not know, in case you socialists out there think that's a great idea, in case you don't know, 91% of the people out there are insured. It's only about 9% that aren't. So why not just take care of the 9% that aren't, if you want insurance for all, and leave the rest alone? You know why the socialists don't want to leave the rest alone? Because they're socialists. Remember, the scam and the con is they just want to run everything. because they're a bunch of authoritarian dictators. I'm not so sure a lot of people know that. I think it comes out to like 150 million people or so. So these idiots that want to change that all up, they're just a bunch of authoritarian dictators. Now say that 10 times fast. So we were watching the 30 Dow names. That too. And then again, we'll walk through each stock and each sector and get a decent feel. And not ask questions on why. Because we don't care. Good news will show up 3 months later and bad news will show up 3 months later. So we're just here to tell you today, you just got a few areas that are not thrilling us this second. But no biggie. So far, no biggie. We will let you know if it turns into biggie. Now, in case you don't know, there's something called CPAC that's going on today. We'll do the market wrap, by the way, in the last. You know what CPAC is? It is the Conservative Political Action Conference. I believe it's going on right now. I think it's in Maryland. They got all these conservatives, and they're getting into in a room, and they talk to each other, and it's like a nice little love-in. And they're putting down socialism and blah, 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 and blah, 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 and this, that, and the other thing. And a lot of people I know that are in there. And I watched a couple of outtakes today on it. Not one of them are mentioning deficits and debt. I saw them talking about it in passing, and nobody's complaining. They were all lauding Donald Trump. Nobody was complaining that he added $250 billion of spending, ensuring $1 trillion deficits as far as the eyes can see. That ain't being fiscally conservative, ladies and gentlemen. That ain't being fiscally conservative. So for me, bunch of fakers. Oh, I know there's a lot more to conservatives, the judges, the abortion issue, and that's all well and good, but we're not here to talk about the abortion issue. We do that in the other shows. We're here to talk about economics and the future. And you, and your job, and your money, and how it gets affected by what they do there. And I just think there are a lot of them are full of crap in both parties. And that's how you get to $22 trillion of debt, ladies and gentlemen. That's how you get to $22 trillion of debt. Do I have to repeat that? That's how you get to $22 trillion of debt. So I ain't buying what they're selling. Especially when Trump, McConnell, and Ryan added $250 billion plus to federal spending. Oh, but it's for defense. I don't care. They can make an excuse up for anything. And I follow defense expenditures very closely. They got a lot of money. Up next on The Edge, the full market wrap. We haven't even done that yet. I'm Gary. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, yeah! Go.
Action! Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
Welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. The Market Wrap is brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. investment-models.com. On the day, Dow down 69, S&P down 8, Dow down 74, I was off a little, S&P down 8, NASDAQ down 22, NASDAQ 100 down 22, the SOX flat, transports down 27, Advanced decline 1621 in New York, 1217 on the NASDAQ, not so great. New highs definitely contracted, but no big deal. Not the end of the world. In the Dow today, Boeing up 4, Apple down 1.75, Caterpillar down 2, Goldman Sachs, DuPont down over a buck, IBM down over a buck, McDonald's up $1.60. 3M down $1.60, and United Health was the big story, down another 8. Unreal. And I still can't figure out why the managed care are crashing except that one little bit of news. Beats the heck out of me. But weakness in the oils. Housing related. Commodities. Managed care. Little weakness in the financials, but I wouldn't call it the end of the world type weakness. Just a little bit of a nicky day. Is that okay? Just a little bit of a nicky day. Won't go any further than that. So we're in a little bit of a pullback mode, but no sweat. But what I did tell you a couple of days ago, remember on Monday when I started saying to you that I thought we may start pulling back a little bit. What was my exact words? Start looking to cull weakness. In other words, what stocks have not participated in the rally. In fact, what stocks are doing poorly? Because if we head lower or pull back, you'll see they'll probably really show their laggardship in the market. Muy importante. Now, on the good end, semis act fine, just normal pullback. Leadership in the software names act fine. I even see Autodesk after the close up about, well, that could change, is up about $8 on their earnings. Beat the number and beat the number. That won't hurt. And I have this one column of good reaction to earnings that are just acting fine and just looking for great secondary setups. And of course, the market's going to need to hold true. So while I tell you a few things, still a plethora of things that are okay. Now, I will say this. Symbol GH, and not General Hospital. Stock was up $11 today on earnings. They lost 29 cents a share. It's called Guardian Health. Non-invasive cancer diagnostics and genomic liquid biopsy. I'm not sure what all that means. The company has $80 million in sales and lose a bunch of money. But it was up $11 on earnings. With $80 million in sales, it has almost a $6 billion market cap. That worries me. Why would that worry you, Gary? Well, it's simple. Soon after a bear market, you got froth. And that worries me. It tells me things may not have been wrung out. And I think things in a bear market are supposed to be wrung out. So we'll be watching that. But again, so far, no biggie. And of course, if anything changes, if anything continues to change, we will let you know. But while the going's good, we will let you know what to start avoiding. You're on notice on some of these areas. And as we always do, we will continue to cover them as we move forward. You have a great evening. Drive carefully. And when you get home, do like we do. Simple procedure. You all make sure you hug your children. Night-night, all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kultbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kultbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.